welcome to another episode of Separate But Equal Podcast, my fellow brothers and brethrens. This week, everybody got something to say about somebody, so I'm excited to jump into this one. But Robert, got a couple announcements, big dog. What you got to say, player?
Why are you making so formal announcement? It's not an announcement. I was just going to say happy Pride Month to all of our LGBTQ friends.
Shout out to you, feel me?
I can't really like speak on the history or nothing of it. I did see the first march I seen on my phone. It was like 1924, I think. It was in the '20s. It surprised me. You know what I'm saying?
Barack Obama, you know, legalized gay marriage. So shout out to Barack Obama, my man. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up. And I think I don't know how true this is, but they say wasn't it like a black trans woman that started Black Lives Matter or some shit? Or a gay black. I gotta fact check that.
Yeah, fact check that because I thought.
Yeah, on the next episode, I'm gonna come back with the answer. On the next episode, I'm gonna come back with the answer because I really believe it was like a black trans or gay woman who founded or was one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter. I believe so. You know what I'm saying? Like gay people influence a lot of shit, like fashion, music. A lot of shit, movies. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, women. If you really, yeah. Ain't it crazy? Yeah.
No, 100%. Like, even in the podcast that we did, the live one, where D was talking about how, like, a lot of the shit she learned was from gay niggas and them putting her on the shit that she didn't even know as a female. So, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Pride Month. Shout out to the LGBTQ.
Is it in every, in every city or is it in certain cities?
Well, I mean, obviously in Mobile, Alabama, them niggas ain't having no rights.
Why did they have to go back to Mobile, Alabama?
Hey, yeah, it ain't no big. Them niggas flying to Vegas.
Damn, bro.
But that shit been crazy, on, bro? But yeah.
Because real quick, Vegas, I don't know if you know, but we back, baby. Vegas is open as of today.
Our mask mandate is over tomorrow. I can't wait to see these white people act the fool. They was coming in today on some bullshit. Like, well, it's over. And we had to tell them, like, bro, just put the shit on today. When you come in tomorrow, don't worry about it.
Damn, bro. They haven't been wearing masks for about 2-3 weeks now. Like,
how do you feel? Like, have you taken yours off?
I have not. And this is the crazy thing, bro. I'm a walking hypocrite and the shit's annoying. I got the vaccine. I'm fully fucking vaccinated. But I work, again, in the general public, even though I worked in the general public at the height of coronavirus, you feel me? At the height. I feel like I still need to wear this goddamn mask because niggas is lying about being vaccinated. I don't know who the fuck's coming in my shop with what. So y'all all want to take off your mask? Cool. You feel me? I'm going to wear mine and I'm going to keep staying my little distance because I don't know about all these variances and shit.
You Every know what's week, crazy?
They got a new variant of this bullshit and I'm not trying to grow a third tail.
Hey, and what's fucked up is in my shop, so they printed out the signage for tomorrow, right? Why that shit say exactly what you just said? It was like, if you are fully vaccinated, we ask that you wear your mask. If you're not, you must wear your mask in all caps. Right. But it's like, nigga, who the fuck is checking these niggas to know?
Who's like, checking? Who's asking? And like my owners at my shop was like, yo, we're not even about to have the argument with, can I see your vaccination papers? Like, you want to come in with
mine either. Anything? But when we helping patients, we got to still wear masks.
Oh, so it's mandatory for y'all. Yeah, it's mandatory for us too. Shit. I mean, it's weird.
It's only if you're in the back.
You said it's only what?
If you in the back, like managers, if they stand in the back, they don't have to wear it. But when you engage with customers, they want us to wear masks.
Same thing. Yeah. Like if I'm in the back barcoding the shit, I'm by myself. Most definitely my shit is off. But once I get out there and I see everybody and their mama, Dan, Fran, and Keisha, yeah, my mask coming the fuck on.
But see, it's just crazy. Do you think they about to hit us with a whole nother strain of this? Like, I feel like it's about to something bad. I hope nothing bad happens.
But if you watch the news, you feel me? If you watch the news, there is going to be this huge, I guess, doomsday after the opening. Everybody keep talking about this doomsday and how the numbers are going to go up now because people are lying about vaccinations. That's why I stopped watching the news because it's doomsday every goddamn day.
And the damn Democrats stopped counting the who got COVID, who getting cured. They been stopped that shit.
Don't we your not boy doing, shut we all not that doing, down. We not doing the Republican and Democrat thing, because let me explain something to you about your Republican friends. All of a sudden, they're pro fucking choice when it comes to the vaccine. It's your choice. The government shouldn't tell you what to do with your body unless you're a woman and it's about your vagina. You know, I'm just saying, all the Republicans are out talking about what you should do and the government shouldn't tell you what to do with the vaccine. It's hilarious, the hypocrisy, but the politics that is playing out in this all, bro.
Can I just say this? This is a little left, but vaccine, if they made it mandatory to get a vaccine, that's basically like rape. And that is fucked up. And I'm not saying it lightly. I'm not saying it lightly. What I'm saying is, if you could be sensitive, like what you just said, if you could be sensitive to that, how can you not be sensitive to that? You feel me? Oh, that's all. I'm not making a joke out of it.
That shit almost went over my head. I had to catch that shit real quick.
I don't like how you looked at it. You look so uncomfortable.
Bro, I didn't know what you meant. So that's why sometimes it's easy. Let me tell y'all what I've learned when it comes
you
to
you know life. I can't communicate
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes sit back, shut the fuck up, and listen. And that's what I'm learning to do, because I jump to conclusions based off of what I think a motherfucker said rather than listening, letting them explain it, and then jumping in. So I'm learning, you feel me? I'm glad you explained a little bit more, because the nigga was lost.
You know, I don't know how to properly communicate. You gotta let me just
we
get to it.
We all working on it, dog. We all working on it. Speaking of communicating, did you see my auntie try to communicate to our young sisters and brothers out here? Mostly to our young sisters, you feel me?
And what did how did she do that? Well, what did she say? She said, let's recap. She said she was tired of, I'm paraphrasing. She was tired of seeing sisters in their bonnets and they covered in blankets and their pajamas and all that shit at the airport. Like, have some pride. And you said, when do we stop
That's
having
how you're
pride?
Showing up, you feel me? In a bonnet, in slippers, in a robe. You feel
and
me?
You know what, though? I feel her just because it's like, but see, it's okay. It's a double-edged sword. I'm going to be totally honest. On one hand, I'm just happy niggas traveling. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy to see when I do go to the airport, I see a bunch more Black people traveling. Yes, they be a little ratchet. Yes, they be having kids running around. Yes, they be having pillows and blankets and shit and looking homeless. But
he said it, not me.
You should. You ain't got to get dressed up to get on the plane or no shit, for sure. Like, be comfortable. But you could be clean. Like, you could, you know what I'm saying? You could be clean. Because when she said it at first, I was like, well, damn, how could you say that? Like, what's wrong with it? You know, having a bonnet or whatever. But when I thought about it, I said, damn, no other women, like other ethnicities, it just seems like, maybe I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But even if they Russian, they throw their hair in a ponytail, just where that is, it might be fucked up with it. Like, I think it's like a psyche, like, we just always got to be on point. We got to look good. Like, we got to, I don't know. Why you can't take that time to get ready?
I went back and forth with it because on one hand, I understood why some women got offended, right? They felt attacked. And the people who felt attacked are the ones who are wearing the bonnets and the slippers to the airport. So you have every right to feel attacked. But if you sit here and look at it, like she said, because she made another video where she had to address the hate she was getting. Like, this was nothing but a love tap. I said it with no judgment, you feel me? The main message of it was just to have a little pride about yourself. Nobody said you got to come runway ready. Nobody said a full lace front. She specifically said that. So I'm just confused why we get so damn defensive when we think
somebody
is personally attacking us.
We sensitive.
I don't know if you saw my Instagram post, but that post had everything to do with everything that's happening with Monique and your girl from Love & Hip Hop Tokyo. Because I'm confused why she went so in, you feel me, when I feel like all Monique was doing was talking out of love. But again, my community don't know love unless it comes in the form of ass kissing, giving you some type of money, or being your motherfucking yes man. Talking to you and telling you what you really need to fucking hear is seen as being a hater. You ain't shit. You just hating. Nah, my nigga, sometimes you gotta be talked to in a different kind of way and stop having your hand held. All she is saying, in my opinion, is y'all call yourself kings and queens. We call ourselves kings and queens. Why the fuck we coming out the house looking like court jesters? That's all. Niggas got and their asses like, hanging out. Niggas want to sag. We look a fool, but we
but hold on, real quick, kings and real queens. Quick, real quick. Just while we on women, I feel like Tokyo had a point because, like, Tokyo, I don't think she went in, but it was kind of like she was sticking up, in my opinion, for what I just said. Like, at least niggas is traveling, we moving around, we doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what Tokyo did for me was do what a lot of motherfuckers do, and that's play the victim card. Because if you heard the entire or read the entire statement, she went into depression and how she was depressed at the time and she didn't really want to dress and stuff like that. And nobody said shit about that. Stop making shit deeper than it has to be. Nobody's talking about mental health in that, you feel me? That to me was a look at me. Well, let's turn this shit
but,
on me.
But Tokyo, you know, that's the Tokyo. You know, that's that had the thing, nothing though.
To do with that shit, and you know it.
That's the thing, though, because even with the Judge Joe Brown shit, when he talked about Lizzo, do you know, you don't watch Love and Hip Hop, so I'm going to sound real, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but I watch Love and Hip Hop.
On the bullshit ass YouTube.
But listen, so I watch Love and Hip Hop, so it's a lady on there named Akbar V. She a rapper, right, in Atlanta.
The bigger one. I know Akbar.
See, and this is just what I'm about to talk about. Why you got to say that? Why did you have to say that? You just fucked up everything. That's how I
remembered her. So, she the big, messy one that's always fighting.
And you see where the mental health issues come from, niggas like you. See that? See how that works? See the cycle?
Break it down for me. If you act a damn fool and a nigga call you a fool, that causes mental health issues? Tell me about it.
No, I'm talking about not her actions. I'm saying the fact you said the big one. The bigger one.
Is she small or big? Let's start calling things.
Back to my story. Hold on. She's thick. She's thick.
What the fuck? I'm confused, my nigga. I'm confused. She's bigger, my nigga. Like, let's not be that.
Bro, hold on. Let me tell the story. It is.
Tell the story, because now we're stuck on big and thick.
No, listen. Hold on. This is what it is. So, real quick. Judge Joe Brown said the shit about Lizzo having her flopping ass. What did he say? Some old nigga shit. Flopping ass out in front of kids. But Akbar V had posted on like Twitter or Instagram or something, this long ass message and shit. And she was talking about, you know, how people fat shame and body shame, and it drove her into depression, and she just got her body done. And now she got her body done. She got to deal with trolls and shit. And the trolls talking about, you look sick and this, that, and the third, and it's fucking with her kids and yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, damn, like, is it that bad though? Like, when we pressure women, like, or our women, we just focus on our women. Like, do we pressure Black women that much? Not we, you and I, but just as a whole society. Like, is it that pressure? Because to me personally, I think that other women of other races want to imitate Black women. So it's like, why don't Black women embrace that? Like, I don't, it's, and not all Black women, of course, right. It's just like, because lace fronts is the thing. Like, women really put wigs on before they do anything else.
Baby hairs, my nigga. I don't know how many white, Spanish, every Asian race I done seen with baby hairs. This shit is crazy. You're right. Every fucking race of women, in my opinion.
Baby hair.
Nigga, baby hairs at the minimum. Ming Ling didn't know what the fuck baby hairs was before fucking Keisha did that shit. But I don't know what it is, to be honest, bro. I don't know what it is when it comes to our women. Obviously, the shit is, we always have to go deep into it. In history and shit, but at the surface, my nigga, I just think we lost like a motherfucker, bruh. Niggas is lost, the women is lost, and we don't understand that when somebody is trying to reach out to us and just talk to us, we can't take it as love. We take it as they hating, they talking down, and that was my main issue when it came to Tokyo and this Monique situation. Instead of her trying to understand what the fuck Monique was trying to say, she made it about herself. She made it about what it wasn't. And that shit is dead to me, because we'll never get a message if we're constantly just trying to be defensive and fight the fucking message. Just take the message.
I get it. Like, what you're saying, I get it. But I'm just saying from a different perspective, which it is. It's like, nigga, I'm traveling. And I don't think, let me just say, I don't know her, but I don't think Tokyo show up places like how Monique was describing at all. So you know what I'm saying?
So if the shoe don't fit, why are we trying so hard to put it on?
But I think it's just like, don't shame us, and we traveling, we get into the bag, we doing what we doing. Like, praise the fact that we at least moving around, and then we'll build to that. Cause we just started doing this. So nigga, just be happy that we getting boarding passes and we taking these flights and we able to get these experiences. Like, That's all.
I don't think she shamed. So I don't think she shamed because, again, she said in no judgment.
She made a valid point because Monique had on a robe. She said she had on a robe with no bra addressing her millions of her
in
fans.
Her bathroom, my nigga. So
but
no,
she's
that
addressing.
Falls flat.
She's recording.
That falls flat, though, because she's talking about showing up in public with pride. Not
she
in
was
house.
In public.
She was in her house, my nigga.
Bruh, in front of a million
you got
people, bruh.
You got YouTubers every day who vlog every day in robes and like, what do you like that? She just
yeah, literally. But they not telling other people to put clothes on. That's what I'm saying, to be presentable.
Okay. I guess. I just say again, we're picking at the person rather than the message. That's again, we're missing the message because we're so offended by everything else. How can you tell me when you're wearing this? No, listen to the message and is it valid? Is she valid in saying, when did we lose pride in ourselves? We fought for as
she valid.
Black women.
She valid.
Black women. Y'all fought to show your natural hair. Rock the cornrows. You feel me? Why are we hiding it under bonnets? Y'all got all these curves and you got a body, but you hiding it under a blanket. All she is saying is have pride about yourself. Don't go out the house. For example, here's a good example. If your mama or your parents ever had to come up to the school, was you ever nervous they wasn't come up there looking a fool?
No.
Your parent never came up to the school with a robe, you feel me?
You right.
How would you feel if she did? How would you feel if mom's come up to the school in a bonnet and a robe to come pick you up? It's embarrassing. So that's all she's saying at the end of the day.
And you know what's fucked up? Is because maybe a lot of people had experienced that, so to them it ain't, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing to just have on a bike, because like I said, at least we traveling, you see what I'm saying,
at
like
least we're traveling. I'm done with the bare minimum shit for us, bruh. At least we doing this, at least we have a seat at the table. I'm tired of at least, goddammit.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, this is gonna be kind of a contradiction, so like
we all contradict ourselves, goddammit.
I sag my pants a little bit. I do. Mm-hmm. I try not to, but I do. Mm-hmm. That's just how they fit. I don't like when niggas sag, they like when niggas come into the dispensary, right? Mm-hmm. It do something. It's like embarrassing to me,
it's
because it's
very
like
fucking embarrassing.
Because it be so fucking low. Like it be
and
so, like I see your whole drawers and I know you know it's like that and you won't even pull it up when you enter a dispensary full of people, like a lobby full of people, you won't even pull it up. Majority white people, but you know, and it's still like my nigga, like
yeah.
Or even just in front of other old black people, like there's
just have
no way
some respect. You feel me? You see older people pull your pants up.
That's worse to me than the bonnets and shit. Like that's or is
no,
it the same?
That. I hear that 100%. But I feel like niggas. Like you said, you sag a little bit on accident, right? I don't sag at all. I like it's uncomfortable for me to have my pants off the fuck of my hip. Like my shit just fit. Maybe it's because I'm fucking short. My shit fits. You feel me? I don't know if you need to get pants that fit, but it's not an issue of pants fitting.
No, niggas pants
niggas
is
just
tight.
Want to sag. And I know this because you match your underwears with your Jordans. And that's a problem, my guy. Why are you focused on your ass hanging out? Then this be the funny shit, because I've seen it at the shop. When a gay nigga says something or is looking at what you're advertising, you get offended. You ready to turn up while you got on Tweety Bird underwear. He looking at Tweety Bird. What's the problem? You advertising it, my nigga. You got your $100 bill, goddamn underwear with $100 bills on it. Motherfucker, you coming in for an $8 pre-roll. Stop playing me right now.
I guess Monique was right. We don't got no pride in ourselves. Because if you think about it, I know a lot of girls, like a lot of young girls, like your age and younger. No, younger than you, but your age and younger. They like that. Like they like if female, like if you couldn't get no pussy from sagging your pants, nobody would sag their pants.
Well, sagging your pants get you more than pussy, my nigga. A whole lot more than that. And that's why I be confused as to why niggas do it. Like, if you don't want the attention of them, why are you advertising to them? And the first thing out their mouth be no homo. No, all homo, motherfucker.
I don't know. Yeah, that I never understood. That's just respecting yourself,
now, question, though. Would you ever tell a nigga to pull his shit up? in a setting, right?
You know what's so crazy?
Would you ever be like, yo, my nigga, pull your shit up, bro?
I wanted to the other day, but I didn't feel old enough.
I told a nigga that was like twice my, this nigga had to, no, he wasn't twice my age. I'm 25. This nigga had to be like either, he was like 30 or something, right? Nigga come up.
But you should know better. That's the fucking part.
And that was the embarrassing part. And maybe I was more embarrassed because State was doing a walkthrough. You feel me? And as a manager, I got to walk through them and show them a shop. And the way my shop look, you can't come in there looking like that, my nigga. But I was embarrassed. You feel me? I was embarrassed. I walked right up to homie like, bruh, come on now. Pull your pants up, bro. That shit ain't even cool. This nigga really said, oh, my fault. Pull this shit up, you feel me? But I know another nigga would have got offended. I didn't care. This shit is embarrassing. We was in the shop the other day, and this nigga came in, right? He didn't have no belt on, but he was sagging, but he was holding his pants up, right? And we got a rope, a green velvet rope, to separate the sales floor from the ATM. So this nigga had to go to the ATM. Instead of walking around, motherfucker want to step over the goddamn stanchion. Well, buddy, old pal, you ain't got no belt on, and you sagging, my nigga. This nigga lifted his leg, and his pants caught up. Nigga fell flat on his shit. I said, lesson to all motherfuckers who want to sag. Lesson to all of y'all. Nigga ass on the ground.
I just don't understand. I don't know, man. I just, and this is what makes me feel old, because I'm about to be 27, so I keep thinking just 30 automatically, and I feel old when I talk to young niggas, but it's like, why? Like, you just... there's no respect.
I love feeling old, if that's a thing, my nigga. Like, it'd be funny because niggas always be like, you an old head. That shit, thank you. Like, a nigga say thank you, because I don't like shit about my generation, the young mindset of just, you can't tell me shit because I know it all. My nigga, you can't know it all at 22, 24, 25. It's just impossible.
Want everything. They know it all and want everything.
And want everything, my nigga. It's crazy. It's crazy because we can't grow like that, I don't think. I don't think we can grow with that mindset. And the unfortunate thing is the majority of us have that mindset. And I feel like it takes certain life things happening for motherfuckers to really wake the fuck up. Like, just going through normal life every day, can't nobody tell you shit. It's going to take something happening for you to realize, oh, fuck, damn, I may be wrong. And then at that point, sometimes it'd be too fucking late. And we'd be in the same fucking cycle as a people.
That's all it is. It's hella cycles, man. It's the 100th. It was like the 100th year anniversary or something. 100-something year anniversary of Tulsa. When they burned up Greenwood, bombed all that shit.
Was it Ava DuVernay retweet ABC News?
No, what did she... What happened?
Bruh. So you know how... people like to rewrite history, especially white people. They like to rewrite history and tell their version of history. So ABC News tweeted, on this day, 100 years ago, 300 people died in one of the biggest attacks of racial violence and domestic terrorism in American history. The 1921 Black Wall Street Massacre destroyed over 35 blocks of predominantly black neighborhoods in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let me repeat that. On this day, 100 years ago, 300 people died. So Ava DuVernay tweeted, corrected, on this day, 100 years ago, white mobs terrorized, tortured, and murdered 300 black people in one of the biggest attacks of racial violence in American history. Yet, and still to this day, it's hard for them to acknowledge what it is. You feel me? And every time I think of race in this country, I honestly go back to Kamala fucking Harris, and it pisses me the fuck off. She could out her mouth say
you
this in a racist country.
You
exactly, and that's why
that.
I'm going to harp
you
on it.
You knew what you was voting for.
No, I did not. I'm embarrassed I put hope in this bitch. I said, she
no,
going right
no,
or wrong.
No,
you can try you and go in, my nigga, but this you is knew. The problem. When a nigga acknowledges he's wrong, niggas want to keep the cycle. Exactly what we were just fucking talking about. So I'm going to continue to acknowledge my fuck up. My fuck up was that I tried to paint a picture. And I said, Kamala Harris fucked us up so bad, right? She gonna get in office and she gonna turn it out and she gonna right her fucking wrongs. And there I go again. There I go
hope.
Again, living in a reality
they
that
sold
fucking
hope.
Here. They didn't sell me shit, my nigga. That's what I wanted
Obama
to
Obama sold you hope.
No, Biden Obama gave me hope, my nigga. He became the first black president. If you didn't get hope from that, I mean, hey, I don't know.
No, I did. It was great.
So then he didn't sell you shit, my nigga.
No, but he did. I bought it.
No, you didn't buy shit if it wasn't for sale.
No, it's like buying some good shit. Biden is bad.
Nigga,
this is Reggie. We just bought some Reggie.
Word it up however you want to word it up. But again,
what if you thought you was getting runts and you got some Reggie? You would be
most
pissed.
Niggas think they're getting runts, my nigga, and they getting Reggie.
No, but what if you did? What if you did?
How did we go from black people to runts, my nigga? Damn.
Black people like runts.
Yeah, that is true. Anyways, my nigga.
Especially the ones who sag they pants.
The ones that sag they pants love runts the most, my nigga. We got runts right now in the shop at 31%. Niggas come in. I be trying to tell them, mind you, the runts is 31% with like, all the terps is 0.3, 1.2, 2.9, right? I got some shit 20% right now, 15 milligrams of myrcene, 12 milligrams of shit that's gonna smoke. Nah, I don't give a fuck about them big words, my nigga. Give me that 32% runts.
That's how they be. But look, I'm gonna
tell you,
nigga,
shit.
I'm gonna tell you, in my shop, I got to give Ohio its credit. They fucked up. The program sucks, but the quality of bud is great. Like,
is it dry?
The runs I've been getting out here is crazy. Like, this shit been shocking me. Like, it's really good.
But is it sticky or is it dry?
Yes. It's perfect. Like, it's like comparable to like Cali shit, like real. It's some good ass.
Nigga, you reaching?
Nah,
y'all got humidity. I'll give you that. Y'all got humidity. I don't know what y'all.
And I'm saying this all of Ohio. So like some of these places in Cincinnati, Columbus, you know what I'm saying?
Is it indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Okay.
But that shit, yeah, some of that shit good as fuck.
So you've been smoking on them runts out there, my nigga.
Yeah, strawberries and cream.
Vegas. Everybody wants cookies. Not cookies burner shit, but like just any type of cookie. Garlic cookies, Thin Mint cookies, Girl Scout cookies, all types of cookies.
Because it's called cookies.
I guess so. I guess the fuck so. That's why when niggas come in now and they're like, yo, y'all got some cookies? I'm like, what you want, edibles or weed? Because I got both, my nigga. I got fucking both.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Nigga, did you see that the lounges got approved out here in Vegas?
That's cool. We're going to get to that. But why'd you just take your durag off to put it back on?
Because as you can see, it was sliding up. So I had to pull it back down so my waves didn't start curling backwards. My nigga, don't worry about what I'm doing with my shit over here.
Do you get headaches?
No, I don't get headaches. You can't tie it that tight, my nigga.
Nigga, you had that bitch tight every day. You living that bitch. Your waves is hard.
My nigga,
you got nice waves. No homo, you got nice waves. Why don't you just let your hair show?
At work, my nigga, when I go out in public, I don't be wearing a durag all the time.
Oh, so you like, hey, Monique wouldn't like that shit. Why you wearing a durag in public, Daquan?
Oh,
Our whole podcast, when we recorded our first special, you wore a durag the whole time.
It was a durag.
I wish
this
Monique would have dropped that video that weekend.
This durag was made by a black... Let me get his name, actually, so I can shout him out for you.
Nigga, so?
I'll represent my motherfucking people. That's why I wore the goddamn durag.
What the fuck? Don't nobody know that from
custom,
looking at it.
Shut the fuck up. If you guys go and follow him on Instagram, it's at custom_custom360wavebrushes. He sent me this durag. Shout him out. I like it. It's laid my hair down. I appreciate it. You feel me? And that's what it is.
All right. So, anyways, no, nigga. Monique would say, show your waves.
I'll show my waves a little bit more. I got you. But niggas be hating. Niggas be just, I'm just sitting at the shop. Niggas be hating. The niggas stare at my waves and not my face. Nigga, look me in the eye when I'm selling you weed, my nigga. Stop looking at the top of my fucking head.
So what about the girl? What about the girl that wanna wear baggy clothes or cover herself in a blanket because she don't want niggas looking at her ass?
If that's cute for you, that's cute for you. That's what I'm gonna leave it at. I'm gonna leave it at that. If it's cute,
I'm just saying,
you, it's cute for you. And if you find your queen wrapped up in a fucking blanket, some busted ass Uggs, and a fucking bonnet with goddamn ducks on them, God bless you, my nigga. God bless you. But I hope my queen come to me looking a little presentable, and hopefully I come to her looking
presentable.
Why gotta
be that bad though?
What do you mean that bad? That's all she was explaining. It was that type. She didn't say nothing else. She just said robes and bonnets, my nigga, in sleepwear, in sleep attire. Niggas turned it into victimization about being depressed and boo-hoo, look at me.
Basically, we can't take criticism.
Why is that, my nigga? You want to know why that is? My nigga J. Cole said it best. Pride is the devil. That's one of my favorite songs off that album because it's so
my nigga J. Cole.
Pride is the devil, my nigga. That's why we can't take criticism. Cause your pride get in the way. Niggas get offended. Niggas think you hating. Nigga, not everybody hating on you. Not everybody is hating on you. You feel me? it's that simple, my nigga. Like, why everybody gotta be hating on you? And it be every situation, niggas be thinking the same motherfuckers is hating on them. No. Do you. That's how I feel about it.
That's real, yeah.
It's like I said, niggas can't take criticism. I don't think it's just us. I think everybody in general, as human
people,
we're prideful, you feel me? And we want to always think that we're right and that we got the best intentions and whatever the fuck it is we're doing. And when somebody says something different or that goes against it, all of a sudden we get defensive. Instead of
I be having
looking at it, I do it all the time. You feel me?
I be having to check myself all the time with that shit.
Yeah, definitely. That
I be ready to react off emotion.
And that be getting us in trouble, bro. Sometimes, yeah, you just gotta sit back and go, damn it, that ain't if the shoe don't fit, my nigga. Don't try and fucking wear it. That's why I want you to take some shrooms because I see your third eye is peeking open, bro. I see it naturally. Shrooms is gonna open it up.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You ain't gotta need be cool, a third. My nigga. You can just take a little shrooms.
I'm only supposed to have two eyes. That's what the white man taught me. Two eyes, two ears. Problem.
You following the white man.
Yep.
This nigga's proud of it, too. Yep. Listen, I don't know what weed you smoking, my nigga, but it got you. Nah. All right, y'all. It was cool. It was real. You feel me? Until the next motherfucking episode, y'all stay blessed. Stay safe out there. We're open. You know, wear your mask if you want to wear your mask. Be vaccinated if you want to be vaccinated. But my black women, take the bonnet off, and I will take my do-rag off.
But you got to tell niggas pull their pants up.
And pull your fucking pants up.